to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Remember Moses, you know, God even till date does not force his will on us. So he left them. Now, the consequences is that for another generation, for 40 years, scripture says, they wandered about in the wilderness. For 40 years, can you imagine, it's a whole generation. They wandered about, and then came back to square one. Can I say something, can I encourage somebody this morning, that the fears you run away from, the fears you don't confront today, they will still show up unless you deal with it. Tell somebody, deal with your fears.
Deal with your fears.
40 years old, they've gone around. About 40 years, they came back again to the same young chin. And the scripture says, verse 13, and they are camped in a valley. And they are camped. Now, this time around, when they are, where else, they had approached. They had come so far. Now, between where they were and the promised land, let's say there's a promise. Let's say beyond the pulpit is a promised land, right? And they were here. They are camped in this valley. Between the valley and the promised land, there was a city called Jericho. Now, for information, Jericho was in a city on a hill. It was strategically located such that, now, if somebody is on a hill and you are in a valley, who sees who first? Who sees who first? Yeah. I see you, don't see me. So if somebody is on a hill and you are in a valley, they see you, check, they see you long time ago. Every activity you do, they monitor you. Now remember, the because of what God had done through the Israelites, news of it had gone round, and therefore every city had fortified themselves because they know that potentially they could become praise to the Israelites. Am I missing somebody?
Yeah.
So Jericho. The people of Jericho had heard about the might of the God of Israel. So, if you remember the story of the prostitute in the Bible? Rahab. When the spies came to Rahab's house, Rahab said, hey, we have heard about the might of your God. We know how great your God is. So, that tells you that you have heard about what God had done to cities like Ai. You remember that? The city like Ai. They had heard all of that. So, they were not taking chances. So, number one, they were in a city on a hill. Number two, the scripture says they had fortified the city, built a wall, massive walls to protect the city. And it is believed, archaeologists tell us, that the kind of walls that they built were so mighty that two cars at a go could pass on, could drive on the walls. Does that make sense? So called a dual carriage wall type of wall. Does that give you an idea?
Yes.
Can you imagine? So picture for people, a wall that could have two chariots at a go, roam, drive, play on it. It was on a hill. I see that's not enough. They had built massive walls, and as they were expecting the Israelites any time, their military folks, their army, guarding the city walls. Is somebody with me?
Yes.
Okay. So, 40. Don't forget, we've talked about 40 years. They've wandered about. They've come back to square one. Okay. So the scripture says, then it is now Joshua who is leading the flock, who is leading them. By this time, Joshua is about 80 years old. Tell somebody 80 years old. Or tell somebody 80 years old. Now, have you seen an 80-year-old man before? Have you seen an 80-year-old man before? Have you not seen one before? You have. Okay. So, the chances are that the difference between an 80-year-old man and my good friend here are that my good friend can walk with some confidence. But I was an 80-year-old man would take it kakra a day ye many swagging with me. Never remember bemu. My mama bemu muta kakra. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Oh, is somebody here with me?
Yeah.
So that's a move I took 80-year-old man, you know. You know, so kakra. like Muzuki said, men sweat, you know, slow but sure. Maybe, we don't know, but maybe chance that even by this time they were holding the walking stick. Joshua was holding the walking stick, we don't know, right? So let's leave it there. But he was 80 years, okay? So early morning, 5:13, and Joshua arose, and then he began making his way towards the walls of Jericho. Now there comes a point in time in everybody's life that we encounter a wall of Jericho. Is somebody here with me?
Yes.
For somebody might be finite, for somebody might be breakthrough, but there comes a point in time where encounter. So the wall of Jericho is that which stands between you and your promised land. Am I making sense?
Yes.
Somebody's wall of Jericho is his examination. You know, there is one particular examination you've written like 10 times. You know, but you write to fail, but you write to fail, but you write. You know, it comes in various forms. But my point is, your walls of Jericho is that which stand between you and your promised land. Right? So, that's a wall. Again, don't forget, 80-year-old man. So, early morning, and it takes me back to scripture in your days. Early in the morning. Do you remember that song?
Praise the Lord.
Oh, in the morning. Fundamentals we learned a scripture in your own, they are still very vital.
Amen.
So what he did was, he did not have a committee discussion, because 40 years ago they had a committee discussion and they killed the dream. Is somebody here with me?
Yes,
40 years ago they had 12 committee members and everybody gave the opinion and they destroyed the dream. So this time early morning he rose up and he prayed to his God and he said, no committee discussion, I'll begin this day with an encounter with the man. So he rose, and then after talking to his God, can I encourage somebody to limit the committee discussions and increase your conversation with God?
Yeah.
Is that okay? The amount of time you spend soliciting committee opinions on your issues, if you spend a quarter of that amount on prayer to God, the issue would have been solved by now. Okay? So, he gets up, this guy, early morning, he rises, and the scripture says, he begins to make an approach towards the wall. And scripture says, when he gets closer to the wall, he lifts up his eyes, and he lifted up again, and again, and again, and again, and he saw a strange man on top of the wall. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Think about it again. So he approached the wall, then he lifted up his eyes again and again. Can you tell somebody, lift up your eyes again?
Lift up your eyes again.
Nobody know here. Slap somebody, tell them, lift up your eyes again. Oh, so it is true that on top of every Jericho wall is a divine provision on the top of the wall.
Wow.
Oh, tell somebody, lift up your eyes again.
Lift up your eyes again.
You know what happens to us many times? We approach the wall, and the size and the magnitude of the wall blinds our focus so much that we are not able to lift our eyes over and over. But all that we can see is the wall in front of us. The psalmist said, I will lift up my eyes to thee. And from where comes my help? Oh, come on, from where comes my help? So tell someone, lift up your eyes again.
Lift up your eyes again.
I didn't hear it. Tell someone, lift up your eyes again. Lift up your eyes again. Lift up your
eyes again.
So, in other words, yes, you went for the job interview. Go again. Right? You put in the application, they rejected you. Go again. You started the business, you know what? Go, stand up again. You made an attempt, you know what? Lift up your, tell somebody, lift up your eyes again.
Lift up your eyes again.
Because when Joshua approached the wall, he lifted and he lifted and he lifted and on top of the wall, not by it, but on top of the wall, there was a divine provision, a man. Scripture says, and he saw a man with a sword drawn in his hand, ready to battle.
Amen.
Tell someone, lift up your eyes again. Lift up your eyes again. Slap somebody, tell me, lift up your eyes again. Don't give up on that dream. Don't give up on that ambition. Don't give up on that idea. Don't give up. Lift up your eyes again. And the 80-year-old man saw a man with a sword drawn in his hands. Now, let's think about this. You are approaching your enemy's territory. And as you approach your enemy's territory, I've already told you how they are fortified, they went on all of that. And you see, if it were Abi, let's call it Abi. You are approaching the enemy's camp. And as you approach the enemy's camp, you see an army person with an AK-47 standing on top of the enemy's wall. Naturally, who do you think the person is? Mama, who do you think the person is? Who do you think the person is, Mama? Who do you think the person is? Oh, come on, who do you think the person is? Don't you think it should have been one of the military guys of the enemy guarding the wall? Don't you agree with me? But look at the 80-year-old man. Look at the 80-year-old man. The 80-year-old man was like, hey. And I could see the Nigeria in him coming out. You know. My Nigerian, I'll be now. Sometimes one of the things I love about them is how they will not accept no for an answer. Have you seen the Nigerian who accept no for an answer before?
Yeah.
No means no. Okay. So the Nigerian in Joshua came out. This, pardon me, this is common sense. You are approaching your enemy's camp. You see the man on top of the wall. And look at the question Joshua asked him. Hey, you on top of the wall. Tell me now, are you for us? Or you are against us? Can I ask the question again? Hey, if Joshua was a typical guy, you say, hey, Adie, hey, who? Hey, hey, you, hey, 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 you. Hey, Adie, hey, you. You know, when you, if a Ghanaian, you say that, it's demeaning, don't you?
Yes,
Adie, hey, Adie, I'm more friendly, but you know, it's demeaning. You know? So you say that with an attitude. So I will see the 80-year-old man with no weapon. With no weapon. Sees a man with an AK-47, long missile, short missile, already positioned with him. And then you say, hey, hey. You on top of the wall. Tell me now, are you for us? Or you are? Or are you for us? Or you are? Hey! I don't know about you, but if it were me, the moment I saw the man with, you remember in biblical times, if you see somebody draw a sword, that means they are ready to fight. And the main forms of weapons in biblical times were swords and spears and arrows. So if you see somebody with, and he had drawn a sword, that means ready for battle. I don't know about you, but if it was me, the moment I saw the man with his AK-47 on the enemy's camp, I am ready. 40 years ago, we saw one of these. Again, I don't know about you, but for me, I will run my heart out. And as I'm running, I'm screaming, "Way! Obinimio!" And remember, he's an 80-year-old man. So he can't even run. And he's falling. Is somebody here with me?
Yes.
Okay. So, as it is here, thank God in places like, that's one of the benefits of being in Ghana. So we have so much peace. As it is here, now, God forbid that a madman enters here with a pistol. Let's say a madman. God forbid. Me, I don't know about Papa. Neither do I know about you. But for me, I'll drop this microphone and leave. What do you think? See, what do you think? Or some of you will do, God, drop down in Jesus' name. God, drop down. God, you can choose to do that. Also, I suspect you. You are one of those who do, God, in Jesus' name, drop down. And if the gun does not drop, you will see now. I don't know, but for me, what? A madman with a pistol. Because why? Naturally, a man with a weapon is to be feared. True or false? Okay, right? The only reason why armed robbers are fearful people is because they have weapons. Yeah. True of the matter, there are some armed robbers. You look at them, you look at their size, you look at how short and tiny they are, and you're like, oh, ready, send your trooper. And they grab way. You might make, oh, sorry for the Nigerians. In other words, but for the weapon, this guy, and I will show him where power lies. Do you get my point? Because a man with a weapon is to be feared. Okay, so about 7 years ago, I come to Accra, trade fair for a meeting, a church meeting. I was going back. Normally, what I would do is I would come set off Kumasi on Friday evening, get here Saturday morning. In the meeting from Saturday morning, 8 to 10. After the meeting, I will wait. Then Saturday night, normally around 12 midnight, I'll go and get in the VIP bus and then make my way. So this particular Saturday, I was very tired, extremely tired. And then I jumped into the VIP. And when I jumped into the VIP, we left around 12:30-ish, 1. So I was very tired. So as I sat in, I closed my eyes. Deep in my sleep, I heard people screaming, hey, we have gone past Linda door. I heard people screaming, Jesus, son of the Malamabud, all kinds of names.
Wow.
Bro, Asamatoda. Yesterday, because of the rains, we're coming from Abuja, they had to delay our flight. You know, Snabu had an incident. Those of you stable and this, so Africa World decided they will not risk it. So they waited for the rains to and subside before we came. So as we're waiting, we boarded and then we're just about to lift up, and then they got all of us, they disembarked all of us. So there was a man who was sitting next to me. I was telling him, one day I was on Arik from Lagos to Abuja, and when the plane is about to lift up, you know, it runs, it's speed, it goes at top speed, and then Abuja to Lagos, Arik, plane speeding, about to lift up. Then there was a sudden break, game, hey! And then there was smoke coming out everywhere. And then people were screaming, Jesus, you know, that's the time you hear all kinds of names, you know, all kinds of man, everybody. So Jesus. And then people were screaming. Then there was a moment of silence. The captain never said anything. And after all, the captain says, ladies and gentlemen, we are sorry for the technical, but a stray dog, just walked past the tarmac. And you could hear the anger of people. And people like, Jesus Christ, what was the reason? A stray dog. You know a stray dog?
Yes.
Oh, you know a stray dog?
Yeah.
I'm like, pilot, why didn't you kill the dog? Anyway, point is, a man with a weapon is to be feared. So back to the story I was telling Akira to Kumasi. So I woke up and I realized that four armed robbers, they all had masks. And they had barricaded the road and they were just firing, pissing everybody down. So our driver saw it like a few miles away, break. And then started reversing at top speed. So the bus wanted to fall on his side. Are you with me?
Yeah.
The bus, and then so that's where everybody started screaming, Jesus. What all this one, two of them are with pistols and they are running. Stop, stop, stop. And our driver says, if I stop, we are all dead. You know. So after a while, they realize that we're determined, so their leader says to me, enough, come back. Now, it takes me back to my point. A man with a weapon is revered. And I remember as we were reversing, there was a gentleman sat next to me, a well-built macho man. And he says, I'm no kwapa. If it are not being for the weapons they carry, myself, I will get down and give them some lessons. So see, years ago, when I first went to London, a friend, I was with a friend and we're driving a place called Brixton. See, knows what I'm talking about. Brixton is a rough area. It can be, you know. So we're driving past an area and then realized that a gentleman had blocked the road. You know, these things happen in Africa, but you don't expect this to happen in Europe. So gentleman, the Caribbean, Jamaican, had blocked the road. So the friend I was with got a bit upset. Then the friend got out of his car. Then there's a term they use in the Cockney language, which is like equivalent of hey, idea, you know, like we use in Ghana. And then my friend got and said, oi, pardon my language, please delete that from the recording. Then the friend said, oi, why did you block the road? So the guy was not happy at all. The guy was not happy. Then the guy who had blocked the road started walking towards us and said, did you oi me? Then I said to my friend, yo, we are dead. Hey! Then the guy did it, well, we. And then there were strange beings coming out from strange places. Five of his guys, who were all, it was a gang, who were fooling about. And they all were well, and they all had pistols. So I said, yo, let's go down. I said, yo, we are dead today. Hey! Yako can't talk about it. All this while, the guy is approaching us. Did you oil me? Sorry. We are immigrants from Ghana. We don't even understand the word oil. The guy, and you use the word you don't understand. Please, as many as you want. Because I said to y'all, even if they'll give us 20 slaps each, take 20, I take 20, then we go in peace. Baba, so the man, wow. I said, have you finished? The another macho man came, wow. But his eyes were red. So the leader said, never oil anybody again. You hear me? We say, yes, sir. We jumped into a car. We started. There was utter silence in the car. Nothing was said, nothing was spoken. I look at your face, you look at me. After about 5 minutes, you says to me, Adam, say, can you turn up? You my brother, shut up. I say, yo, shut up. Keep quiet, let's go. But my point is, a man with a weapon, hey, is to be feared. Do you agree?
Yeah.
Okay. And this is an 18-year-old man who has no strength to even run. So ordinarily, what should have happened to the 18-year-old man was that when he saw the giant, remember, we're coming up to it, says a commander of the Lord's army. So the man was no ordinary man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yes, he was no average-sized human being. When he saw the man, I don't know, but Joshua should have been running like a madman. Wait. Let me even make it even easier for you, right? So he asked the man, who are you? Listen to the man's response. I am the commander of the Lord's army. Is somebody here with me?
Yeah.
I am who?
The commander.
Oh, come on. I am who?
The commander.
Okay, so let me help you. Have you noticed, and this morning, any time an angel shows up in the Bible, their first words are "fear not." Agreed?
Yes.
Agreed?
Yes.
Why? Because as human as we are, you can't see a real angel, a proper angel, come and still be the same you are. Thank God Jesus for grace.
Amen.
You know the things that grace do. Also, for these days, you know, everybody close their eyes. I see 40 angels. Hey, my brother. Is somebody here with me?
Yes.
I see 15 angels here. 1 year, 2 years, 3. Hey, my brother. Because the last time I checked, anytime real angels show up, you can't behold their sight. So one day, the prophet Balaam, the prophet Balaam, was on a donkey. Was in a donkey, running, and then an angel showed up with a sword drawn in his hand. Look at the response of the donkey. The donkey screamed, "Ah!" Meanwhile, the prophet had not seen the donkey, had not seen the angel. And the prophet was beating the donkey, come on, and the prophet said, "Ewo, when have I disobeyed you before? Can't you see the man standing in front of us?" My point is, if donkeys even see angels and they scream, my brother, don't tell me you can encounter a real angel and be the same you are. Is somebody with me? That is why you may appear to Mary, fear! They themselves will tell you, fear not. Because you can't behold us and not. Amen. Somebody with me. Yeah. So number one, Joshua should in fear should have run his heart out. The guy approached. The man is of fear with courage, with faith, and says, "You, who are you?" Joshua, by now you should be knowing that this one of the enemies, this one of their military guards, guarding their walls. Listen to the response of the guy. "I am the commander of the Lord's army, and I've been sent by God to fight for you." Did you hear that? "I am the commander of the Lord's army, and I've been sent by God to fight for you." Can I say something very profound on my heart? Not every giant is an enemy. Tell somebody, not every giant
is an enemy.
People of God, they are giants who have been sent by God to fight for us.
Amen.
Now, if you don't stop this fear, intimidation thing, even your helpers, you run away from them. Can I ask a very simple question? 40 years ago, you remember I said 40 years ago, listen to their response. "We saw giants in the land, and they made us look like grasshoppers." Oh, so, okay, my question is, what if the giants they claimed they saw were actually angels who had been sent by God to fight for them? Ladies and gentlemen, not every giant is an enemy. Yourself as from today. Oh, can I hear you say like you mean, as from today?
As from today.
As from today.
As from today.
Courage.
Courage.
It's my portion.
It's my portion.
No wonder in Joshua chapter 1, verses 6, 7, and 8, and now says, "Joshua, have I not commanded you to be courageous?" 3 times. Be bold and be courageous. Be bold and be courageous. Be bold and be courageous. Because I can see you encountering some commanders. And if you are not bold, you run away from them. Sad is the case for me to say this. Listen to your commanders also. We've been sent by God to fight for you. Oh, so does that mean whilst they were wandering about, there were actually angels who had been sent waiting for them to show up. Ladies and gentlemen, until you show up, the battle does not begin.
Take your seat.
Oh, so as we are anxious, Papa said something that is already done. So as we are anxious over that situation, over that finance, over that business, over that application, over the examination, over the issues that bothers our heart. Oh, so angels are already on seat, guarding that marriage, guarding that business contract. Oh, is somebody here with me?
Yeah.
Oh, so angels have already been dispatched ahead of us, guarding that property. Oh, with their sword. No wonder it makes sense to me that indeed for the battle, this mountain shall be, and it's not by might, and not by your power, and not by your skill, and not by your knowledge, and not by anything of yours, but it is by the Spirit of God.
Amen.
So the thing we are so worried about, angels are already guarding over it. Is somebody here with me?
Yes.
So that thing you've been running away from, fear has been driving you away from it. You think you cannot put through that bank application because they've told you don't qualify. Oh, two of them are ties. Angels are already guarding over your chair in that bank.
Yeah.
And what they expect you to do is to show up, put the application, show up, and go and take over.
Amen.
Tell somebody show up.
Show up.
Tell somebody show up.
Show up.
No, tell somebody show up. Tell somebody show up. Because until you show up, the battle does not begin.
Amen.
The battle begins when we show up. In courage, Joshua said, you tell me. And he says, I am the commander of the Lord. And people of God, I did 3 years in the UK Army. And they are rankings, as it is with every army. Commander, platoon, captain, and a commander, an average commander, commands a minimum of 3,000 people. So what you don't know is behind the scenes, are the 3,000 military guys. Now, if a commander draws a sword, by army rules, every soldier needs to draw their sword too.
Amen.
Hold on. Yeah. If a commander draws a sword, the soldiers are supposed to do the same. So the commander is saying, Joshua, I am the commander of the army of the Lord. And as a commander, I don't come alone. See, behind me, you may not see them, but behind the scenes is an unseen hand over that walk of Jericho. And they are all ready to begin the battle. Joshua, when tell your people come in the valley of fear to rise up. Arise and shine, for your light has come.
Amen.
We will tell them to rise up out of their fear. We will tell them that if you think that these walls will come down via your strength, you are joking. These are your unseen men. I remember the baby called Moses. Born, the scripture says, they wrapped him in a basket, put him in very dangerous rivers. Naturally, prey like crocodiles and sharks and hippopotamus and all are drawn, are attracted by the cries of a prey. So the more you cry, the more you're saying, come and get me, come and get me, come and get me. That's what attracts them. And as innocent as the baby is crying, screaming at his deepest sound. Yeah! And the crocodiles are all approaching. The sharks are all wandering, ready to pounce on the little boy. But what they don't know is, behind the scene, there is an unseen hand on the boy. And the unseen hand is navigating the little boy through the dangerous waters. Who tells you are alone in this battle? John chapter 4 verse 4, little children, do not be afraid, for he that is in you is bigger than he that is of the world. Amen. Have you realized that a man with a promise is far more to be feared than a man with a weapon in his hands? Oh yes, one had a weapon, one had a promise. And that the promise was, the promised land is not for the taking.
Amen.
I came to say to you this morning, the promise in your heart, the promise on your head is bigger than the weapons you see every day.
Amen.
And the promise will speak.
Amen.
The promise will speak.
Amen.
One had a promise in his hand. One had a weapon. But the one with the promise is far more to be feared.
Amen.
Than the one with the weapon.
Amen.
To echo this in somebody's spirit, that little children, do not be afraid.
Amen.
Have you seen a little kid? Sometimes ignorantly, they are running towards fire. Yes. That if an adult has seen, you run away.
Yes.
But a little kid out of ignorance has nothing for fear, or that's not had that sense of fear. So if you don't guide them, they will step into the fire. So what he's saying is, like a little kid, be afraid of nothing of this world.
Amen.
Because there's somebody in you who is greater. The one is the promise in you is greater.
Amen.
Than the walls that surround you.
Amen.
Joshua says, I run up a message. Joshua says, my God. So, for 40 years, they have been fooling about. You've been waiting. He said, yes. Until you show up, we cannot do anything.
I live for Jesus day after day. I live for Jesus. Let her hold me.
The Holy Spirit will obey. Says to him, take off your shoes, for the place where you stand is a holy ground. Yes, we all know that. But I've also realized that in Middle Eastern culture, if you enter somebody's home in Middle East, the first thing you do is that you take off your shoes. And that's to say, you are welcome. I've been a sit down. Welcome. This is home. Relax and chill. For you've been wandering about for too long. So the angel is saying to Joshua, though you've not physically stepped into the promised land, but the mere fact that you've encountered me today, Joshua, you are home. The case is settled. Somebody not hear that? Joshua, though you've not physically stepped onto that land, but the fact that you've encountered me today, Joshua, take off your shoes, for you are home. You are already into the promised land. The battle is already finished. Then Joshua says, really? He says, okay, sir, one more thing. What do you want from us? Because I've got guys, I've got ladies and gentlemen who are in the valley of fear. Says, Joshua, go and tell them to increase the volume of their worship. Because the vehicle, the fuel we need to finish this assignment is called WORSHIP. Somebody not get it. So, Joshua says to him, tell them, stricken in fear in a valley, tell them you should get ready, and on day one they should increase your volume. The one they should begin to lift up and begin to worship. The one bow down and worship. Yeah.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For enquiries, please call +233 2676760 55 +233 2676760 0967-667-6055 or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.